It costs 34 cents to mail a first-class letter today. The price has gone up by a penny. The U.S. Postal Service has issued 1-cent stamps, as well as what are called contingency stamps. They're worth 34 cents, but don't show a price. On the phone with us now is Wayne Youngblood. He's the editor and publisher of Stamp Collector, a biweekly journal that's been around since 1931. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Leanne.
How do collectors react when the price goes up and new stamps are issued?
Well, generally we have kind of a split reaction. Some collectors are very excited for the number of different new stamps that will be out, new varieties to chase, new rates to follow. And there are a number of collectors who are also quite unhappy with the fact that not only the postage costs more, but that there are more stamps and that they will cost more as well.
Why don't they get excited when a new stamp is issued? I mean, it seems counterintuitive that they would not get excited.
One thing you need to keep in mind, many stamp collectors have been collecting since they were children. Many of us still remember the 3-cent postage stamp, for one thing. But back in the 50s and 60s, it was unusual, really, to see any more than maybe a dozen stamps a year, if that. Last year's tally was well over 100 different stamps. With each new stamp issue, even though it provides another variety to chase and may be attractive, it becomes that much more costly. And so there, a number of collectors feel very manipulated by the Postal Service, knowing that they're going to want to collect all these different stamps and that they're going to have to go buy them.
Describe the 1-cent stamp.
There isn't a new 1-cent stamp per se. The 1-cent stamp that is being used as a primary workhorse for this rate change is the 1-cent Kestrel stamp. That stamp was actually released several years ago and is known in several different formats already, although a brand new variety of that stamp has surfaced as a result of the rate change printings.
Why do they call it Kestrel?
It's the type of predator bird that's pictured on the stamp.
What's it worth to a collector?
Right now, 1 cent.
Are there other 1-cent stamps that are worth a lot more?
There are. And of course, there have been hundreds of different types of 1-cent stamps over the years from the time that our first stamp was issued. The most valuable U.S. stamp to collectors is, oddly enough, 1-cent stamp that was issued around the Civil War. And it's known as the 1-cent Z grill. Z is in zebra. The grill on it is actually an embossed waffle pattern on the stamp itself that breaks the fibers of the paper, which allows the cancellation ink to soak in. This is to prevent people from removing the cancellation and illegally reusing the stamp. Now, there are several different types of grills known on stamps that look identical to this, but in this case, this is the only known example of that particular stamp.
So someone paid 1 cent for it during the Civil War era. How much is it worth now?
Over $1 million.
$1 million?
Yes.
How many stamps do you have?
Me personally?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't begin to count at this point. We're probably talking probably close to $1 million or more. Most of them are quite worthless, but
Wayne Youngblood is the editor and publisher of Stamp Collector magazine and stampcollector.net website. And he joined us from the offices of Krause Publications in Iola, Wisconsin. Thanks a lot, Mr. Youngblood.
Thank you very much.